How was your day, buddy?
Oh, it was fantastic. Hola, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
That means hello in Spanish.
I know. I had kind of a tough day.
Buenos dias.
I got off to a bad start. I missed your show.
Yeah.
That always bums me out. I can never recover.
That would have made your day a lot better.
Maybe that should be our show. How do people cope if they miss your morning show? How do they make up for it?
They listen to it later.
What do you mean?
They listen to the archive.
Other archives?
Yeah.
You can listen to it later?
Right. Most people do that.
You caught me in a lie. Yeah. I don't care about your show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to it.
No, I know. I know.
Damn.
It's not really a lie if I know it's a lie when you're saying it. I know you were lying.
I'd like to think it's still a lie.
You knew that I knew you were lying.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a lie.
Come on, give me this. Let me call it a lie.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
If I don't lie 2 or 3 times an hour, I get all cranky.
Okay, you can call it a lie. Fine.
No, congratulations. I heard your show really kicked butt today. You crushed it.
It rocked.
That's the word on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So you had a bad day, though.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm visiting my mom.
Oh, you were with your mom all day.
Yeah.
Oh.
She has...
Does she recognize you still?
Barely.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting tough. She has Alzheimer's, but luckily, we're all very fortunate. It's the funny Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
she says cute,
good.
Funny things.
Yeah.
She's happier than me, happier than you.
And the new strategy, from what I understand, with Alzheimer's patients is that it becomes like a game of improv with them. You just have to go along with whatever they say. You shouldn't correct them.
Well, I had to correct her today.
Why?
Because I said, how you doing, Mom? I'm worried about you when in the middle of the night, if you wake up and there's no one here. And she said, oh, I'm fine. I'll just, I just get up and I go to the bathroom right in there. And she pointed to the clothes closet.
Yeah.
So that's an example of where you have to correct her.
No. You say, that's great.
No.
No. This is the new thinking.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, can you close that door for me?
Jeff, close every door you see.
Thank you.
Just go around closing doors.
Oh, much better.
Jeff is great at that, by the way.
Yeah.
I know you were wondering, what the hell is Jeff good at? He can close them doors.
Yeah. Anyway, the new thinking with Alzheimer's is you go with it. So she points that she's going to the bathroom in the closet.
Yeah.
You're like, that's great, Mom.
Yeah.
Don't forget to wipe.
Hold on. I'll write that down.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a great suggestion. Will you be there to clean up the floor of the closet?
Hell no.
It's easy to make suggestions like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my day. Thanks for asking.
No problem. No problem.
How was your day?
It was a little better than yours.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me realize my day wasn't quite so bad. Yeah. Hey, so we have a really great idea for tonight's show.
Yeah, which means, of course, the show is bound to fail.
We are going to
The better the idea, the bigger the train wreck. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a Spanish language soap opera, what's known as a telenovela.
Yeah.
And this is an American telenovela for the Spanish language market called Queen of Hearts.
What do you mean we're doing it? That I'm intrigued.
We are going to be from the WFMU playlist page. Go to WFMU.org and follow the link to playlist and comments.
Yeah.
That's where you go to chat with us.
So you need a computer.
Yeah, you will need a desktop computer. It won't work from the app.
But
this is going to work for radio anyway. You don't have to be watching it. It's just if you want to be one of the actors or actresses.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. You mean we're going to be broadcasting live on our webpage a Spanish language novella.
A telenovela
in Spanish, but it will have subtitles.
Right, English subtitles.
English subtitles, and you and I will be doing a couple of parts.
Right.
And we're inviting listeners.
You and I are going to be the main parts.
I can't wait.
I am playing the role of Reina Ortiz.
Okay.
And you are playing the part of Nicolas Nunez.
I'm looking forward to that.
You are a parking valet. You are my love interest.
I'm a parking valet and your love interest?
Yeah, what the hell is that now? I am a humble Cinderella-like seamstress, Reina Ortiz.
And I'm a parking valet?
Yeah.
And we're lovers?
Yes.
And we're going to be reading the subtitles?
Yep. But there's a lot
I
of
don't
other,
like this.
A lot of other parts.
I'm not happy about
a
this.
A lot of other parts.
And you'd think I could get a better job than parking valet. Do I have ambitions?
Yeah, you want to get it on with Reina. Me.
That's my ambition?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's a Shakespeare-like comedy of mistaken identities. Don't write it off because it's a telenovela.
Okay. So we're playing the main parts, but there are other smaller parts.
Many other parts.
That need casting. Wait, yes. But are people going to be on the phone?
Here is the problem, Andy.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah,
Here's one of the problems.
Go ahead.
This telenovela has about 30 parts. We can only.
But how many lines do we have?
I don't know. I haven't even watched it.
No. How many lines? I'm sorry. I mean, how many telephone lines?
We can only get safely two people on the air at once.
So we just need two actors to play all the other parts.
Yeah. Well, also Michelle from Shut Up Weirdo wanted to play the part of Estefania.
Well, bring her in.
Estefania.
Where's Michelle?
Michelle, come on down.
Okay. So here's what we need. May I interject? May I help?
Estefania. Yeah.
May I make a suggestion?
Estefania is.
We need a okay.
A porn star, Andy.
Oh, that's Michelle's part?
Yeah. She's not a hooker. Don't make that mistake like I did.
I'm just a valet parker. That's all I know. So let's get one listener who will be willing to follow along on the website and play every male part.
Right.
Except for ours.
Right.
And then one female listener on the other line who will play every other female part, every featured female part.
You're a genius, Andy.
That's
Breckman.
How we'll do it. So we need a male listener sitting in front of his computer and a female listener, 201-209-9368. You will be playing every other male part and the female listener, every other female part. The three main parts are already spoken for. Who am I again?
You are Nicolas Nunez, parking valet and Reina's love interest. I am Reina Ortiz, also known as Four Eyes.
So that's your beloved little nickname? Four Eyes?
Well, because the adult actress, the adult actress Estefania nicknames her Four Eyes.
Okay, so
because she's so unattractive, she wears glasses.
That's you?
Yeah.
But I'm still attracted to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because, no way.
Because
I don't buy this at
because
all.
Because you think I'm somebody who I'm not. It's a Shakespeare-like comedy of mistaken identity.
Am I mentally challenged?
No.
Have I recently suffered some kind of industrial accident?
No, you go to the bathroom in the closet all the time, but you're all there. It's just something you like to do. All right.
Okay,
Michelle? Michelle!
We have someone auditioning for...
Michelle, we need you.
For all the female parts.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, no. No. Ah! Ha, ha, ha! Hi, now you're on the
air. Push all the buttons.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Rem near San Francisco. I saw that video earlier today, some of it. It's very interesting.
Ah,
I mean, wait, how did you see it earlier today? You posted it earlier, Ken?
I probably said what it was, and he looked it up.
Yeah,
Great. Would you be willing to play the male parts, every other male part?
Sure, if my voice is okay, and I'll try and remember to do different accents.
And what's your name?
Rem, R-E-M.
Rem, all right.
Okay.
And do you speak Spanish? Just curious.
I don't. I bookmarked the English subtitle one.
Nope. But we don't need any. They're all subtitled, right?
No problemo.
Rem, you should not follow it on YouTube. You should go to our web page. Right.
It's very important that you go to our web page so that everybody's in sync together.
Okay, I'll go there right now.
Yeah, don't watch it on YouTube.
Rem, it's an honor working with you. I've heard only good things.
Hey, I bought your game, your card game.
Oh, great. Enjoy it. Use it in good health. Oh, thanks. Michelle, you're not coming in? You're not going to do it? You're doing it.
You're doing it, Michelle.
Well, you think said, I want to be here? Who do you think wants to be here?
You have to be on the other side.
I don't really want to. Like that. Like there's somebody in this room that wants to be here. Okay, here we go.
And pull that microphone over. Great, Michelle.
Michelle, we look forward to working with you.
Michelle is going to play the part of Estefania, a porn star, not a hooker. And she's getting a dress fitting in the first scene. I think you're free after the first scene.
She only has one scene?
No, maybe not. No, maybe you're there for the whole time.
I think by the end you become a hooker. Here's hoping.
No, she's not a hooker.
Here's hoping. Well, no, but she'll become a hooker.
She is an adult actress.
I think I'll be her pimp by the end of this thing.
I don't think so. Okay, so
I'll be parking more than cars in my parking lot, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't either. Yeah. I have no idea what I mean. Okay.
All right. Okay. And now we need a female caller to play all the female parts.
All the other female parts. 201-209-9368.
I'm so excited by this.
And we had a female caller once, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's listening. What was her name?
Pam.
Pam, yes.
Yes. I think that was 1998 or
I have fond memories of that female caller.
Yeah. 98 or 99.
Hey, how's Costa Rica?
It was fantastic. Thank okay. you. It's the best country on earth.
Yeah, it's the best country on earth.
It is. Headphones would be good. So if you're a female caller, if you're Pam, for example.
Do you mean America doesn't have enough tree monkeys for your taste, for your liking?
Right. Nowhere near enough. Not enough.
Nowhere near enough.
Not enough ground monkeys either.
You saw a lot of monkeys.
Or sea monkeys.
I can tell that you're still on a monkey buzz.
All three kinds of monkeys.
Still on a monkey high.
No, the monkey high wore off.
Yeah.
I was on a monkey high. It happens. Yeah. You see monkeys everywhere every day.
Yeah.
You get on a monkey high.
Yeah.
Howler monkeys.
Just add that to the list of highs that Ken's been on lately.
spider monkeys.
Yeah.
Capuchins.
Yeah.
The rare squirrel monkeys.
Hey, you know what I really regret?
What?
Introducing this subject. Okay, so do we have a female caller?
We need a female caller at 201-209-9368.
Oh, maybe it's too many digits for the girls. Get your husband or boyfriend to dial.
Oh, man.
What? Oh, man. It's almost 10 digits if you include the one.
It is 10 digits.
Oh, it's 10 digits. Yeah, it's 10 digits there.
Yes,
it's a lot to remember. Write it down.
4 plus 3 plus 3 is 10.
Yeah, 4 plus 3 plus 10.
No, 4 plus 3 plus 3.
Yeah, 3 plus 3 plus 4. That's 10.
Yeah. You're good at math.
They'll call 201-209-9368. Ask your boyfriend or husband's permission and give us a call.
We're trying to do a reading of a telenovela, Queen of Hearts, produced by Telemundo.
Can Michelle do all the female parts?
I suppose she could.
Well, let's give the gals another. Oh, wait, here we go. It's either my wife calling to yell at me or it's a female caller.
Probably both.
Could be both.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared. Those red lights scare me sometimes.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Especially after you've employed your alternative feminism.
I'm a new kind of feminist.
Yeah.
I'm an honest kind of feminist.
Yeah. One of
maybe you can't handle it.
One of them.
Yeah. Maybe you and your tree monkey friends can't handle it.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Michelle, did you hear he gave Two Tree Monkeys the Friday night slot after you? He found a couple of very, 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 very animated tree monkeys. Great personalities, huh, Ken?
I'm on the Google search of Rare Spider Monkey right now as inspired to call.
Oh, yeah. This is not Rem?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Oh, that's Rem. We're looking for the...
We're looking for a female caller.
201-209-9368. Someone that is by a computer.
Nick the Bard, we're looking for a female caller only. That's it. Only a female caller.
Now you're getting Nick excited. Girls might be calling, Nick.
That's... don't say that. Now you're really scaring female callers away. What few we had.
Yeah. I regret all of it.
Yeah.
Can we erase the last 5 minutes?
No, we cannot.
Oh. Maybe you should buy one of those machines.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. This is your last chance to hit a female caller.
We'll get one. Oh, you know what? Maybe someone that's just tuning in for the first time and didn't hear what I've been saying.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, so reintroduce the show like it's a feminist show.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, we're doing a Spanish telenovela. We're looking for... we have an actor. We're looking for actresses to play all the supporting female leads.
I'm with her.
Female parts. I'm with her.
Yeah, just saying. I am.
Oh, that's the Hillary thing? That's your Hillary slogan?
Yeah, but it goes beyond Hillary.
It does?
Yeah.
What does it go beyond? How does it get beyond her?
I'm with her in general.
You're with all of them.
Yeah.
You're with all the chicks.
Yep.
All the broads.
Yeah.
You love broads.
Yes, I do.
Just say, I love broads.
I respect them.
Oh, yeah, I respect them, too. You got to say you respect them. Hey, they won't talk to you otherwise.
This worked. This really worked. I think we have a female
they
on the line.
They think we really respect them.
Okay, now be cool.
That I'm with her crap works.
Yeah, be cool. Ready?
Yeah, I'll be cool.
Be a feminist. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's only because you said my name.
Oh, Pam!
There you go. We're in business.
It's Pam.
201-209-9368. Let me tell you something about Pam. She'll do anything if you say her name.
Okay.
That's how easy she is.
Now, Pam, are you in front of a computer?
I am. I pressed on the
yes, Pam, the video has not begun yet.
Pam, is there a man there that can help you? Is there a boyfriend or husband there?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay, sure. We'll wait.
I'm going to start.
Okay, we're starting the show. We're starting the Spanish show. It's in Spanish. It's all subtitled. So if you're not at your computer, you'll still be able to enjoy it. Enjoy
them. I know which one Michelle is.
Okay.
Michelle.
Oh, you'll know her.
Michelle's the hooker.
Okay. You'll know Michelle. She's the adult.
Star.
She's Michelle, grow up. You're a hooker.
She's not a hooker.
No.
All right, it's streaming, and we are beginning now. And
this is it.
Viva
it begins.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas. We're in Vegas. If you want to.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along. Oh, hey, where's the subtitles? I'm lost without the subtitles. No one's scared.
That's a Stefania.
Wait, but where's the subtitles?
There's nobody speaking.
No, there is. There is.
No, this is just the beginning.
Oh, here. There it is.
They say a bad wedding is better than a good funeral. Could it be true?
No, that's her talking. That's a female talking.
That's a Stefania. Okay, we'll let
Michelle, that's you.
This is just the intro, Andy. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm confused.
You can read it.
Oh, here. It's right here.
Oh, it's off. It's off.
Wait, what do you mean the timing's off?
Yeah, the timing's off.
But which one is the audience, which one of the listeners watching?
The one on the webpage.
Oh, come on in, Michelle. I'll slide over.
Yeah. You can both use that microphone. Okay. There you go.
So wait, I think Andy's coming up.
Oh, is this me?
I don't know.
Is that the...
Or is it Rem?
Yeah, he kind of looks like a Parker.
He does.
Where's
the subtitles?
Where are the subtitles?
Make the subtitles.
Yeah, they're not speaking. Okay.
Uh-huh. Where the hell are the...
Wait, look. This is your new life.
Wait, is this me?
That's Rem.
Yes.
That's you, Pam.
She's handing him a watch. Oh, this is...
Your apartment is quaint, but that's better. No one will question your identity.
Good, Pam.
Rena Ortiz doesn't like something. She likes millionaires. Just stick to the plan. That's your job, damn it. Your passport.
Can you make the picture bigger, Ken?
No.
Javier Bolivar.
I can't read it. Wait, who is this? My character?
No.
Javier Bolivar.
My new name's not bad.
Yeah, Rem, that was you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, now it's not bad.
I think it's off.
Are you sure that's not me, Ken?
Yeah. This is a wedding.
Okay, yeah, they're walking down the aisle.
There's a wedding going on.
No, but that was him with the passport, wasn't it?
There's a lot of stress here.
There's the flower girl.
Tension.
Should I be? I'm smiling because I'm the flower girl.
This woman doesn't look like she's happy to be there.
Javier's in a parking garage.
Wait, is that me?
No, that's not you, Andy.
Are you sure?
Andy está no funcione puede.
Have you given me a very, very small role? Am I really just a valet parker that has one line?
No.
I'll keep the car near the front, sir. Is that my only line?
In case you're just joining us, we are attempting to do a reading of a telenovela.
That's Rem. It's a priest. It has to be male.
Yeah. Rem, that's you.
I'm still at the motorcycle. Now we're back in the church.
Oh, really?
Oh, his timing is off. Rem is watching a different... Rem is watching, it's not synced up.
Yeah.
Rem, what are you watching right now?
Is Rem watching that?
No.
Maybe there's a delay.
Everybody's watching this, but I guess everybody's getting it at a different rate.
Hey, if you're just tuning out and leaving us, we certainly understand, and there's no hard feelings. Wouldn't you agree?
Agreed.
Yeah, and we wish we were joining you. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. So if everybody has it at a different rate.
Yeah, if everybody's watching a different scene, then it becomes very surreal.
Could I be a priest? I could be a priest. I do. Oops.
Then I think the three of us have to do it.
Why? Oh, I see. Oh, we can't have people
on the
phone.
Sidewalk. That's illegal.
The only thing missing from this show, tree monkeys, in my opinion. Should have brought a couple back with you.
What kind of tree monkeys, Andy?
I don't know. What kind did you most see there?
Oh, that must be the daughter. The daughter of the man. I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Have you ever had a shut-up weirdo go off the track this early?
All the time.
Really? Then you've been here?
Uh-oh.
Wait, is that me?
No. Andy,
am I in this at all?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Really?
That's Javier.
I'm glad I rushed over to the station today.
That's fake guy Javier.
Uh-huh. This is great.
Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, it's all like mistaken identities? People are pretending. Javier, now slow motion?
Javier has now run away. The bride is running down the aisle.
She's a runaway bride. So are you married?
Gunshot.
Have you ever been married?
Gunshot.
This is exactly what every wedding's like. This is
Wait, you forgot to say Nicholas. Oh my God.
Oh, the bride's.
Oh no, she gets. Oh no, she gets hit by the car, right outside the church.
Ooh. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ooh, there goes the bouquet.
There goes the bride.
No.
Wait, hold on. Now it's a flashback. That was current day, but now we're going back. Looks like 7, 8, 9, 10 years. To 2006.
No, this is Estefania.
No.
This is you.
This is me, finally?
This is Michelle.
Oh.
This isn't what I want. I need more glamour, more rhinestones.
She's getting fitted with a beautiful, elegant
dress.
This dress
is way too plain. It's a bore. I'm marrying a multimillionaire.
But I'm not a hooker.
I can't get married. It's for someone more like you, Four Eyes.
That's you, Ken, the Four Eyes girl.
Yeah. Just you wait.
Yeah, when she
wait till
the
you see what
off.
I can do. I have an idea. May I?
Oh, Four Eyes, the plain girl.
And now me, Four Eyes, is going crazy on the sewing machine. Till you see the magic I can make out of chiffon. You would not believe the stitch. Oh, look what I've done! I've made a beautiful dress.
What is the name of this?
Four Eyes will be coming with me to the wedding.
What is the name of the series?
I love it. This girl knows what she's doing.
Talking about me, Four Eyes.
Four Eyes will be coming with me to the wedding.
I will?
After all, Four Eyes are better than two.
Girl, you're going to a very fancy wedding.
Oh, Pam's in sync with us.
Yeah, and now we cut to... Oh, is this me with the tattoo, taking a shower?
Showering.
There you go, baby.
Andy, you've been working out.
Yeah, well, I did do a little body doubling work for this production.
Is this supposed to be me?
Yeah, I was waiting for you in bed. Hold on. Because it's getting late.
I'm in the shower.
Late for what? No, that's me. Work.
Wait.
I know we only met a few weeks ago. Wait, I think that's me.
But I'm already head over heels.
No, Andy, that's Pam.
Oh, that's Pam talking to me? Wait, is that me? I only want you. I only want you in my bed.
These are your lines.
Wait, and I won't be. I don't know who's who. I'm not the falling in love type. Don't get mad at me.
You suck at this.
Is that four eyes? Well, how is that hunky valet parker?
How's everything going, four eyes? Is it a lost cause, or could you work something out? I've always said that money can solve almost any problem.
How will Four Eyes and the valet parker ever hook up?
Guard them with your life.
I will, thanks.
You look great, Ken.
Thank you. I take off my glasses, I'm pretty hot.
Yeah, you are pretty hot, Ken.
Beautiful, but invisible. I have to be the belle of the ball.
She wants to
focus. You know how it is. We actresses have very big egos. We love making headlines.
You don't say. You're an actress? What can I see you in?
Ha ha ha. Oh, Four Eyes. You'd clutch your pearls if you saw me on screen. It might do you some good, though.
She's not a regular actress.
Oh.
She works in adult films.
Oh, porn?
She's a star. She got lucky. She found a hotel and casino magnate who owns half of Las Vegas. Life's funny like that.
Life is
some
funny.
Are born to stardom, and others to boredom.
No voy a poder caminar con esto.
So these are the girls just getting catty before the wedding.
Are you okay? Don't fall.
Reina. Gosh, I can't stand in heels. I won't be able to walk in these. I'm falling down.
No.
Oh, no, I fell down the steps. Look
Reina,
at me.
Reina.
I'm such a lame-o.
That's two Latinas yo just
soy,
can't walk in
yo
heels.
Yo soy un lame-o.
Yeah.
Una lema. Now,
meanwhile, una lema. Meanwhile, back in Vegas, is this me again?
Not yet.
Oh, you must be in the white car. Parking.
You're the hunky guy.
Yeah, I'm just parking these cars.
Yeah, that's right. You're a hunky valet. Pam, you are doing excellent.
Thanks for casting me, Ken, as the hunky valet with two lines.
Andy said he didn't want to sleep with me, though.
Pam, it's just in the script. Pam.
Rem, are you still with us?
For the love of God, don't take it personally.
I'm here. I'm just seeing the car coming up to the driveway.
Okay.
Oh, Rem, you're like 10 seconds behind us.
Oh, geez. Let me try and restart it. I'll see.
Do that. Okay. Restart.
Is that me?
Oh, you're missing the good part.
Wait, slut, gold digger? Wait, is that me?
No.
No, that was Rem. He missed
Michelle.
Oh, I love
you
too. Shall we? I'll do all the male parts till Rem gets back.
Okay.
Shall we?
And then the
then he takes her hand by
the
arm.
The adult actress and the hunky guy walk into the wedding.
But now why aren't the voiceovers with subtitles?
Welcome to the real world, Andy. Every line does not get a subtitle. Only the important ones.
Oops, they're mine and they're worth a fortune. Guard them.
Oh, she can't. Oh, she lost one of the earrings. Where is it?
Oh, my gosh. I lost one of the earrings.
You did, Ken.
I did.
Yes, you did, Ken.
I may be hot, but I'm still. But yo soy
still. Oh, there, she found it.
Una lema.
Oh, constantly. Almost
oh, no.
Hit by a car.
Oh, I almost got hit by a car.
Boy, women. Let me tell you something about
Latin
America.
Oh, my gosh. It's a hunky valet.
That's me. Hold on.
Look at him.
Well, that's me, buddy. I could have killed you.
Por qué? Why?
You should be a little more careful.
Yeah.
In any case, it's a good thing you're not part of the ceremony.
Why?
Because such a beautiful woman would make any bride very jealous.
Thank you. Well, I don't think that's true, but thanks anyway. I don't know
what you aren't, but I sure know what you are. You are the most beautiful guest here.
You're missing the ceremony to talk to me.
No. No, chuckle, chuckle. I've never liked weddings. I'd much rather talk to a beautiful woman than hear a sermon. Ken, you know I'm just acting. I'm just reading this.
Do you guys want me to leave?
No. Ken. I have to go. Andy, you say wait.
Wait. It's hard for me now to concentrate because you have a big erection. I can't focus anymore.
Reina, my name is Reina. Yeah.
It's really kind of upsetting me.
Me llama Reina.
Where's Rem?
Nunez, move.
I'm here.
These cars aren't going to park themselves.
Nunez, move. These cars aren't going to park themselves.
Oh, I love that he's out of sync. Let's keep this. Okay, and now here we are at the wedding. Estenda Perez, do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
So now we cut back inside the wedding, but Four Eyes is thinking about her valet, Parker. Ken, keep your hands on the desk. Oh, this is now ridiculous. Now I understand why Ken wanted to do this.
Is there unimportant dialogue?
Oh, you shouldn't be. Oh.
This is how the show began. Ken was thinking, how can I get Andy? How can I trick him to tell me he loves me?
The casino where I work is getting married. Am I too far behind?
There's no one. Wait.
Baby, please, let's go. If they fire you, can work for my dad.
Is that me?
Give us whatever we want.
Wait, is this me?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's you.
Oh, he'll give us whatever we want. Wait, congrats. Get to your rich dad, then. I do not date women because they are rich. I don't care about your money, your father's money,
enough.
Or anyone else's.
Enough of me humiliating myself.
Enough already.
Listen real carefully. You regret the day you rejected me. Rem? And
what happened?
What happened?
Nothing important.
Andy, you're
help me out. I need to crash the party. Cover for me.
Cover for what?
They know,
I know who you are. You work at the casino.
They won't let you in. I'll think of something.
What?
What?
Excuse me, I say to some tourists walking past.
Are you pregnant?
Oh, are you pregnant? I
God,
didn't see
Andy,
that.
You suck at this.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that
you
part.
You son of a...
And now I'm walking in with this group.
Yeah, your subterfuge was to help a pregnant woman.
I got you.
Carry stuff.
I got you.
Me llamos.
Ken, I would have told you I loved you. You didn't have to go to all this trouble and put a Spanish novella on.
Now, Reina's inside the party, admiring the string quartet.
Just remind me, how long does our show go for?
Only 25 minutes left. Oh, we're dancing.
This is me?
Andy,
shall we
your
dance?
Line.
All right, quit screaming. Shall we dance?
I never said yes.
Some might consider silence an answer.
I shouldn't be dancing with you.
Why not? You're here with your boyfriend.
No.
Your husband?
Nine.
Your lover?
I don't have any lovers.
Because of your glasses, because of your four eyes. Oh, I know. You're here with your dad. Uh-oh. He sees his boss. He hides his face. He's got a little Ryan Gosling thing going on, doesn't he?
Yes, I was going to say, he's like Ryan Gosling with a half a mullet.
Yeah. Oh, now he keeps spinning around so his boss doesn't see him dancing with the guests. Will you excuse me for a moment? Well, this story certainly has something for nobody.
Where's Nunez? I've been looking for him. Relax.
Relax, don't get all worked up. Oh, wait.
Nunez is.
I'll tell you right now. Nunez is running. Oh, I'm Nunez. I'm running around frantically. Oh, this is a little Romeo and Juliet-y.
What is the most handsome valet in the world doing in my house? Come here.
Wait, that's me?
No.
Is that me?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I was looking for the restroom.
Wait, this is me. I'm looking for the restroom.
Do you like the suits? Yours is different because you're special. You're my favorite.
Thank you.
Would you want to lend me a hand?
And now I'm zipping up your dress.
Zipping off my dress.
Oh, zipping off. Off the dress. I'm sorry.
By any chance, have you seen my film, Fire in the Mansion?
Oh, my God. A woman, the boss, and the driver.
Whoa.
Dear God. I know. I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
Andy, that's your
But
line.
If you recommend it, I'll check it out. Oh, Ken really gets upset. If you recommend it, I will check it out.
Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Oh, she just got married.
You'll be seeing more of me around the casino.
Su boda.
I'll be your boss.
Boy, this valet gets around. Yes, I shake your hand. Congratulations, I say.
Permiso.
I back away. I'm tempted, but I can't. On the dress, congratulations on your wedding. Congratulations for everything.
Es hora que te vayas de la fiesta.
May I use the restroom?
Of course.
Excuse me.
Okay, now we're
oh God.
We're back in the wedding now.
Party. Oh God.
This can't go on forever.
Go to my house, pick everything up, and leave the dress. I have to take it to the cleaners tomorrow. I have a client who needs it.
What a bitch.
Don't forget to take off the earrings.
Perdón.
Sure.
No pude regresar para que siguiéramos bailando.
Okay.
You're not quite in sync anymore.
I can do it.
Oh, she's missing her earrings.
Earrings off.
Oh, this is gonna. This can't end well. Here comes the hunky valet. Rihanna, I'm sorry. I couldn't come back to finish dancing with you.
Actually, I was going to apologize because I couldn't wait for you.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. You're leaving?
Yes.
But the party is not over yet.
Well, I know, but I have to go. I have an early morning. I have a lot of important things to get done.
I'd love to see you again. You're probably not in the habit of going out with men whose names you don't know, but we can remedy that. I am Nicholas Noonan. And we shake hands.
Reyna Ortiz.
Our eyes meet. You can't fake that kind of chemistry. I can see why you and I got cast in this. Because this is how I feel about you, Kenny.
Well, I know how I got my
Ken,
part.
I love your hair.
Give him a kiss.
Yeah, I know how you got your part,
I don't know how you
too.
Got your part.
Well, you look so hot without your glasses. That's how you got your part.
You bastard, Nicholas. Can I say that? I swear you'll regret this.
Oh, that's Kamala.
That's her. That's his girlfriend. She's up to no good. This can't end well.
She's drinking.
She's drinking and driving.
And driving.
She's not drunk, cool. Drunk crying driving. That's the worst
drunk
kind of drunk driving.
With big pouty lips and texting.
Oh, ooh. Man. Everything's becoming... And
oh,
now
and
she's texting and crying and... Oh, and she hits something or body.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm way far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and now I, Reyna, am getting in my car to leave the wedding.
And you're shaking hands
I
with...
Shake
that's
hands
not me.
With the crappy valet.
The other valet. The best friend. Well, no tip.
The ugly valet.
Cover for me!
Bro.
Wait, and now I get in my car, and I'm going to give chase. Oh, I'm a little James Bond there. I got a hot little hot rod.
You have like an MG or something.
Yeah, a little convertible, and I give chase. And now you cut to, who's this?
We don't know.
We don't know.
She's watching a porno, though.
Security camera.
This can't go on much longer. Because one of us is going to gouge our eyes out.
Not right, the scripture, or does it turn you on to see me with other women? Or is that Ken? Or is that Andy?
Ken, that clock must be slow. The clock says 20 more minutes.
Pervert.
Ken, 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Ken, it's like some kind of
this
weird
this was
Einsteinian...
your idea, Andy. This was your idea.
Yeah, I actually need to go.
I was joking. Oh, I so envy you. I was kind of joking when I said... How much longer can this go on? Wait, can we fast forward to the end?
Rami,
wait,
can you do
wait,
the
no, no, no. Pam, wait, we're going to fast forward to the end. Pam, what? Stick with us. We're going to fast forward to the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
You can stay for another 5 minutes. Don't pretend you have a life. You can't fool us. We know you too well, Pam.
Still coming down the stairs.
You know what we should do for one show? Have you ever done this?
Who's out the door?
Michelle, if people want to stop listening, if they want to turn us off, they have to call us in and give us a good excuse.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
I have
and we'll
really
give them permission.
Excuse.
Yeah, what is it, Pam? Yeah, this I got to hear. What is it?
Andy, that's you.
I don't care anymore.
My boyfriend says I have to go.
Oh, then you have to obey your boyfriend. That's the rule here at 7 Second Delay. Obey your boyfriend.
I can't advance.
You can't fast forward this?
No, I cannot.
Okay, so we're stuck in hell.
Pam, you cannot
this
leave.
This is very much like hell. It never ends. It gets more and more painful. It makes
but at
no
least
sense.
Sex.
Yeah, at least there's Latina
Andy,
women
catch
having
people
sex.
Up? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, catch people up. Can you hit pause?
I'm sorry. No.
Can you hit pause?
No.
Oh, yes, I'd like to hear this. Please catch people up. This will make my day. Please do it, Ken.
Are we supposed to talk? Oh.
If you're just tuning in, Ken's character, Four Eyes, is,
wait,
got invited to a wedding.
Texting. And she was drinking, texting, sobbing, and she only has, like, a scratch on her forehead.
Yeah. Well, she's Supergirl. She obviously was born on Krypton.
There she is.
Wait, now is this she's with the authorities?
Rem and Pam, this is both of you.
Nicholas.
Michelle, what's your show this Friday?
What's the name of the man who rejected you?
What is happening?
Well, you want to commit to this? Do you want to? Ken, just tell me. I'll commit to it. Is this a show? No, fine. Tell me. Okay. I'm your guy. I'm the valet guy. I don't want you to resent me for 7 days. I don't want you just hitting the walls, yelling my name.
Whatever you
no,
want.
No. I'm your guy. Excuse me, Ken. I thought this was stupid, but I was wrong. This
no,
is
it's
me.
Okay.
No. I'm into
it. We'll stop
no,
doing
no, no, no. Wait. No, waiting for your yes. No, this is the balcony scene. This is like Romeo and Juliet. Do I have to wait much longer? Let's do the balcony scene.
No.
Are you turning me down again?
Good read. Yes, I do. Good reading, Andy.
Well, I'm playing catch up.
The way you read the words is excellent.
English is not my first language. I'm not proposing marriage for now. It is the balcony scene. I'll pick you up tomorrow. Ken, you're beautiful. Ken, I've got to kiss you. Ken, move that rose out of the way.
I'm going to kiss the rose and then touch you with the rose. That's my way of kissing you. The rose is like kiss transference.
I get you. And where's the erection come in?
That's on you. I am a lady.
Yeah.
I do not get
that's
the erection.
A shame. Well, then you have some explaining to
luck,
do.
Right?
Then you're ad-libbing the erection? Is that what you're saying? It's not in the script?
You know kisses are good luck, right?
I said that.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
I'm leaving. You don't need me. Bye.
Wait, we're losing Pam? Okay, Michelle, you're doing all the female parts.
Bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam. Thanks.
But my luck is right here.
Oh, wow. Wait, is
yeah,
that...
Michelle, you do all the female parts
okay.
now.
Michelle, you do all
What's
the female...
What's going on? It's become Fast and Furious 4.
Yeah, they're having a big drag race on motorcycles.
Drop the hanky.
Boy, this is kind of hot, this little movie.
Well, it's a telenovela, Andy. What do you think we were doing?
I don't know. I've never... This is my first one. And I can't believe I have the starring role. But there's no subtitle.
I'll run you a bath so you can get some rest.
Is this me? Is this me? I'm sorry. Instead of snooping...
That's Rem.
That's Rem.
You're not in the scene, Andy.
Taking care of your daughters.
They're the reasons I put up with your humiliation and abuse.
You do it for them. For the secret we've been keeping for so many years. And for me. Despite everything you love me. Despite everything you love me.
Good reading, Rem.
Where are you going?
Not very observant, are you?
He's unbuttoned.
I'm dressed for a party, right? A party you're obviously not invited to. Want to know more? I can send you a video.
A porno video, I bet.
You know, people who listen to the show from the beginning are no longer afraid of death. This they've experienced the worst that life or God could
possibly
throw.
Hey, we're back outside with the motorcycles.
Yeah, we're back with the motorcycles. Is this me?
Nope.
It's me.
Okay.
Sure.
Want to celebrate?
Let's celebrate.
Your win.
And that you're going to be a dad.
What?
She's pregnant? And now she runs off? Oh, no. She hops on the back. She puts on the motorcycle helmet.
Off we go.
And off you go. You cut to, what is this? Oh, cut to the wedding? Still in progress?
Yes.
Everyone's celebrating? And who is that guy again?
The guy who is in the last
freaking scene.
I know, but
who is he? Who is he, though?
He's the spoiler.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Some sort.
Well, Rem will tell us.
Yeah.
They look like mobsters.
Mr. Lerojasa, what a surprise. Artino. Meet my lovely wife.
What are you doing here?
Nice to meet you.
What a beautiful woman. Congratulations. Come with me and tell me how your father's doing.
Why are you here?
Artemio and my father are business partners. He looks great for his age. He's a little too festive for my taste, though. He must be terrible in bed.
Shut up and leave. You disappeared 12 years ago. This isn't the best time for you to come back.
I never left.
Well, Ken, how's your show going, buddy? You enjoying this? You having a good show? I worry about you. Are you doing okay?
Estefania.
I'm smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar.
This movie has everything.
I think the cigar symbolizes something.
This movie has everything for everyone.
Reina? What are you walking alone this late at night?
I was working. What about you?
Wait, is this me?
What's wrong? No, it's not you. Good Lord. You only ride
your bike. Just that I drove an hour to get here. That's
you only
all.
Ride your bike this slow.
No, I'm having a great time.
Something is wrong. I feel nervous, confused, and strange. I'm going to be a dad.
What?
Aunt Miriam's pregnant. Now I have to find a steady job and make more money. In other words, the start of a new adventure. And a new life for me.
At least it's a new life.
Welcome to my world.
It's at least it's not always the same as usual.
This
I would love to have a new life.
Work so hard.
Oh, well.
Should I make a list of things I could be doing in this hour that I'm not doing?
I guess you only live once.
Would you be interested?
Yeah, it would.
I have to get to the hardware store. I wasn't able to do that.
Congratulations. A little Lazaro.
I got to fix some windows around the house. I wasn't able to do that.
Stay here with me, Rem.
Car needs an oil change.
Just you and
I couldn't
me
do
now.
That. I had to come to my radio show.
Well, you're finally home. If you're going to come home late, let me know so you can leave dinner ready beforehand.
I'd like to help with my kids' homework. Wasn't able to do that. No homework tonight. Yeah, exactly.
Your sister and I didn't have anything to eat.
I can't help you with your homework, Molly. I have to do the radio show with Uncle Ken. That's what I said.
For us to become fat pigs. You should have asked your daughter to cook for you. Just like you ask me every day. It's very simple. Just what
I
needed.
These are all the things I could have been
to
doing.
Cook. I've been looking for
but
a job
I came
all
here.
Day. All day? Don't you mean all night?
I have
night?
An obligation to the station.
You don't wake up till noon.
You know, Michelle, if you commit to a show.
So I doubt you were out looking for anything.
You've got to come in
yes.
every week.
You're awful.
You can't
stress
miss a show.
It's terrible for me.
I don't have a line.
Reina.
I'm not in this. I'm written out of this.
You're the star, Andy.
Yeah, I'm the star.
You're Ryan freaking Gosling.
You don't talk for 1 minute and you can't handle it.
I'm not in this.
You are Ryan Gosling.
Molly, I'm sorry I couldn't help you with your homework tonight. Daddy had to be Ryan Gosling for 3 lines in the wedding scene. Sorry, honey. Daddy loves you, though. Just got to believe me when I say I love you.
I don't think she believes you.
I don't think she did it would either. Look what a terrible father I am.
Yeah, I
had to come to Jersey City to watch Ken read subtitles.
You didn't want to do my United Airlines idea.
I'll do it right now.
too late.
The worst idea I ever heard, too and late, I'll happily do it right now.
Worse than this idea?
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that me? Oh, we have a stripper. Is that you, honey?
Me.
Wait, is that, who is
oh,
that?
Oh, now dagger? Andy's interested again.
Get that pole out of the way.
Yeah,
I can't
some,
see her.
There's some pole dancing.
Yeah, the pole's blocking my view. Oh, look at her.
Andy,
she's defying gravity.
Describe the pole dancing, Andy.
There's a guy. I guess he has a private show.
No, describe the pole dancing.
Well, she's doing an amazing split. And
now?
This makes me want to call my wife and tell her I love her.
You can't describe the pole dancing.
Well, what can I do? How do you describe pole dancing?
Describe her outfit.
Ooh la la. That's how I'll describe it. Ooh la 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 la. Oh, wait. Oh, here. This part I'll describe this way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. La 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 la. Oh, wait. Now
what's
she's.
What's the matter?
She's
what
having
is
a
it?
Meltdown. Oh, it's
she
a heart attack.
Heart attack.
Oh, show you.
Breathe.
He's been poisoned.
No, she's just too hot for
I'm
him.
Too hot.
No, he's been poisoned by
Help.
Her ex lover.
Oh,
I didn't get that.
Artemio, don't do this to me, please. I need help.
Wait, what? And what was his motive for the poisoning?
Artemio.
To get back with her.
I blame the pole dancer.
Back with the porn star.
Oh, I see. Yep, 9 minutes to go.
All right, I think we should review.
Yeah, oh, please do. Oh, this is going to be the high point for me. Yeah, tell us what we missed. If people just tuning in can.
Sum it up, Ken.
Yeah, sum it up, Ken.
I was considering adding a flower. What do you think?
No,
it's
no, no.
Amazing.
Ken, sum up the plot.
It looks beautiful.
We're doing we have a Spanish telenovela on.
Yeah, it's
We're
a
reading
Cinderella.
The subtitles.
It's basically a Cinderella.
I think it's a Romeo and Juliet deal.
No, it's a version of Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
Starring
not me, I know that.
Reina Ortiz is the Cinderella character.
Yeah.
Andy Breckman was supposed to be playing Nicholas Nunez, the prince. In this case, he's a hot Ryan Gosling-like valet.
Do you not decide on a topic days ahead?
Depends. Week to week, it's different.
Hey, Rem, I'm going to thank you for participating.
Okay.
Do you want to use
thank
this idea? Try it yourself?
We could.
Yeah, it's all yours.
It
you
really
can run
seems
with it.
Like you've got a hit on your hand.
Well, now we've worked the kinks out of it. This is a little trial run. This is us in New Haven.
Should
We're,
I go?
In New
no,
Haven?
No, you're welcome. You stay, Michelle. I'm afraid if you leave, he'll get mad at me, to be honest with you. You're my little buffer. You've never co-hosted with him, have you?
Really
I know, he does. He's really mad at me.
Yeah, I worked hard on this, as did Veronica.
It was great.
As did Ruth.
Oh, you're mad. Here's why you're mad. Can I sum up why you're mad?
Yeah.
Okay, I suggested this idea.
Yes.
And I pushed for it.
Yes.
And then I didn't help set it up
you
or do any
do
of the
damn
prep.
Thing.
I didn't do a damn thing.
And then
He's
you came in.
On this all day.
I know. I went to my little NYU class, and I didn't check in today.
Your little NYU class? I thought
well, that
you were,
was last night.
I thought you were visiting your mom.
Well, last night I was at NYU, and then today I was at mom. Okay, but I did. The bottom line is I didn't help.
At
I suggested
all.
It at all. And then, wait, it gets worse, Michelle. So I didn't help, and then I come in. Was I supportive? Was I grateful?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No. What I did was even worse. I tried to sabotage my own idea. My own idea that Ken worked all day on. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, what is wrong
What
with
is
you?
Wrong with me?
Yeah.
Am I just not appreciative of what other people do for me?
You didn't mention the fact that...
Am I so self-centered that I can't see?
He didn't walk in until about 4 minutes
yeah,
before.
Exactly. I come in late. Exactly. What is my problem? I think, you know, I'm going to dock myself for a week from the show. I don't deserve to come back next week. I don't deserve to. I'm going to take the week off. It's a self-imposed
exile.
No,
that's not a punishment.
No, I insist.
No.
I deserve some kind of, there has to be some repercussions.
You've got it backwards.
Ken, I will never
yes.
learn if you don't punish me.
No, you
I'm
have
not
to,
coming in.
No, you have to come in twice next
no!
week.
No! No, no.
Yes.
You have to do Ken's meeting.
You can't outsmart me.
What?
You're not giving yourself the week off. That's no punishment. You have to come in twice next week.
No one comes in twice.
Plenty of people come in twice.
No one ever comes in twice. Name one person that's ever come in twice in 1 week.
Michelle?
Have
Michelle's
you,
come in
well,
twice in 1 week.
Well, she's paid. You're on the payroll.
But she came in. She did two shows in 1 week.
Oh.
I do two shows every Wednesday.
You do two shows and you do two shows sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you love the station.
I do.
I like the station. I'm very fond of
this. This is you, Andy.
I don't throw the word
Andy,
lover.
There you are. You're big.
It's
oh,
Nicholas,
for the love of
Nicholas
God. Okay.
Nunez.
Okay, now I'm at the bar.
This is
now
Andy's
I'm
big scene. Oh, it's over. You missed your scene.
That was my big scene. One line. I think you gave me the smallest part on purpose.
The idea was you and I would be the romantic leads.
Well, we had a few moments
of
that.
That was the idea.
You want to do that for a whole hour? I think a little of that goes a long, 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 long way.
Fredericks thinks that you suffer from entitlement disease.
Oh, sure. No. Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised that disease is not named after me, frankly. I'm the worst.
Andy Breckmanism?
Andy Breckmanism. I couldn't be a co-host with me. I'd drive me crazy.
Andy
I would have killed
disease.
Me long ago. I would have just taken a knife out of the kitchen and killed me long ago. How do you do it, Ken? How do you put up with me? What is your secret? Do you squeeze like some kind of rusty nail so to transfer your anger? Like, how do you not hit me? You show amazing self-restraint, and I thank you for that. Michelle, you can't leave. Well, this has been great. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
You're so mad at me.
All right.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, okay. Can I just say a couple words in my defense?
Yes.
Okay. My father died when I was in high school. Did you know that?
Did you know that? You wrote a song.
Pancreatic cancer?
You wrote a song.
Did you know that?
I did.
I'm just thinking about my father.
My mother died when I was in high school.
Oh. Yeah. Damn.
So that cancels that out.
It does.
Yeah.
Damn.
What else you got?
No, that's pretty much the thing.
You talked about your mom and the car.
Oh, I had a dog once that got hit by a car. And that was where, but she recovered.
Yeah.
Damn, I got nothing.
I had a dog that died of cancer, and she didn't recover. She died.
Oh, man. Okay, how about this? This is the truth. I didn't appreciate how much work would go into this show. To be honest, I was very distracted this week. I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I'm sincerely apologizing from very close to the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
Try it again next
year. And I'm going to take the week off. I've got to learn a lesson.
All right.
Hey, who do we have here? We have some guests coming
in.
Yeah,
in Real Life is coming up. This is WFMU East.
And they have five or six friends with them.
Good counting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great job. You didn't even use your fingers.
Stay in the room, because if I'm alone with Ken, he's going to get mad at me.
And okay. Emily and Kim, you can pull the
we got to thank Nick.
You can pull the cord out.
We got
to
thank
Veronica. We have a lot of people
to thank Michelle.
Because this was a very work-intensive show.
It took you a lot of work.
Yeah, we want to thank Veronica.
Ken and I have been working all day getting ready
and
for this.
Thanks to Ruth.
Oh, yeah, thanks to Ruth.
And thank you, Nick the Bard, and thank you, Michelle.
Yeah.
And thanks to Pam from San Francisco.
Well, it was not a great show, but it was a cautionary tale.
And Drem. Yeah, thanks for tuning in to our cautionary tale. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope online.
I got to go right now.
Online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Oh, God, he's so mad at me.
Stay tuned.
I feel like my other wife is mad at me. I got all, every wife I have is mad at me. Beth and Ken, my two wives.
Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim.
Yeah.
Another chance he takes. Odds are Ken won't live to see. tomorrow. Andy, break my man. Andy, break.
Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Last night I dreamed I was on the Nile. Shimmy, 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 shy, I'm in the city. Dancing with you, Egyptian.
You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
And tonight we have a very special live edition of In Real Life.
Who do we have here?
Ooh, hello.
Hey! Hello. I want to hear a big loud hello. We're going to introduce them in a little bit, but yeah, there's a bit of excitement in the room. We've got the New Jersey Roller Derby League from the Garden State Roller Girls.
Yeah!
And I'm really excited. We haven't done a live show in forever, so it's really great to have people in the studio with us. Thank you guys so much for coming down. Kim, do we...
Yeah, I mean, just to give a little bit of background. So the Garden State Roller Girls, they're a New Jersey premier all-women flat track roller derby league. And right now, from the website, that consists of about 40 different skaters. So this league kind of includes a bunch of different traveling teams. And we're going to go over everybody in the room with us. So let's introduce them one by one. First, we've got Fancy Nasty, and you're going to go on the mic that you're on right now. Hi, Fancy.
Hello. Thank you for having us. Thanks so much for being here.
So, and then we also have Banana Assassin.
Hey, what's up?
Kay Lossel.
Hi, guys.
Soko.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, this one sounds a little familiar. Are you related to me, Rajzilla?
Happy to be here.
And Om.
Hello.
So, full house. Mm-hmm. Full house. Not enough mics. So what we're going to do here today, we're going to get a little FMU experimental. We're going to have a little sort of a flat track run while we're running through some questions. And then
don't
we'll just kind of...
tell Ken.
Don't tell Ken.
Guys,
we're roller skating in the studio.
Yeah. Just
don't tell him.
We won't break anything.
Thank you. See? So responsible.
It's so responsible. No cursing, no breaking anything.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Don't say anything about the roller skates.
Whew, that was close, guys. You guys can
we
just
almost
walked
got in
the
trouble
studio.
There,
we almost
Emily.
Got busted. Oh, man.
But we are dedicating an entire hour to this question and answer session with the ladies and the gentleman. So if you have any questions, feel free to call us during this hour at 201-209-9368. And while we're at it, I might as well just throw in some other details. You guys can also follow us on Twitter at InRealLifeWFMU. And like always, we're getting some really great suggestions. So if you have any suggestions on some upcoming topics, you can always email us at InRealLife@WFMU.org. And don't forget to go on to WFMU.org and follow us along with the playlists and comments. We've got a really nice community building there. And that's almost as exciting as what's happening in the studio.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
You guys can wear your roller skates at home, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, you can listen to this on your headphones while you roller skate around your house.
We'll skate around together today.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing if I wasn't, I didn't have to, like, I don't think I can roller skate and, like, man the board at the same time. I think that could potentially get kind of ugly. So I guess we'll just go ahead and hop in here.
Maybe we should start putting on our skates,
yeah,
a couple of us.
Whoever Maybe wants so. To be an experimental
we
skater,
have
I'm going to wedge.
Three of the girls have brought their skates, so we can do some demonstrations, and I guess on the radio we will just describe what these things look like.
That
but
sounds good.
You
yeah.
can hear some skating around and probably some crashing into things.
That sounds
that would
great.
Be some good sound
yeah.
effects.
Oh, think. That would be awesome. Yeah, crashing
sound
effects.
It's a good thing that you can't smell what's coming out of my bag right now.
Yeah.
Can you describe?
Yeah, that's
some
a
derby,
benefit of
some
being
derby
on a radio.
Funk, yeah.
Can you describe it?
Derby funk smells like Fritos, I think.
Ooh, like Fritos. Interesting.
You're lying. It smells like flour.
Yes.
Aww.
The track is prepared.
Oh,
we are ready.
We're ready. We've got the doors open.
Yeah, doors are all open. Is there a safety person that should check out the track and make sure that it's safe for everybody?
Well, I can see down the hall. It looks great. Girls,
yeah,
don't
it looks
tell
like
anybody
a fairly
if you
clear
don't
pathway.
Wear all your pads. We have to wear all of our pads, helmet, elbow guards, wrist guards, knee pads when we play. Oh.
Mouth guard.
I always forget to put mine
Some
in.
Some girls wear shin guards.
Some wear shin guards. So when we play, you have to wear all of those.
Some wear butt guards.
And that's like a regulation. You're required to
yes.
wear all
yeah.
of those.
And then some girls for just extra protection wear butt guards too.
Butt guards?
Oh, really? What
you
are those
your,
like?
You fall on your tailbone a lot.
Isn't it kind of like a badge of courage to have a nice bruise on your
yeah.
butt though?
Ooh.
Yeah.